Israel Righardi, as well as Aleister Crowley, both maintained quite adamantly that magic as science should be subjected to the scientific method, should be tested and scrutinized. So, what would be the difference between testing, evaluating a magical operation, say a high magic operation, where you're trying to transform yourself, where you're trying to change yourself, go through this alchemical process, as opposed to, say, the psychoanalytical process of testing the results of continued therapy or whatnot?
Well, for an example, we'll take the therapy first. If you wanted to do a fairly good job of testing various different methods of therapy, you would randomly assign your patients to different groups, different modalities of therapy. You'd have control for placebo, you'd have pretests on personality, and you'd have progress tests and post tests, and then follow-up tests. And then maybe if you have done a very good job, you can come up and show that there is a one treatment is better than another after a 6-month follow-up. But as you can see, I'm just touching the surface here, and that's extremely difficult. Those type of things are extremely difficult to do, although they have been done. But they're basically all flawed in a number of different ways, but they're not as flawed as not attempting to do anything to control for time, this time itself, which is called maturation. What's the effect of just time doing nothing on something? So in good experiments, there are placebo controls as well, and both in medicine, chemistry, and in psychotherapy. In magic, it's extremely difficult to do. First of all, you don't even know for sure what your outcome is. You let people say, "Well, I was looking for this, but this happened." Well, how do you know that that one is a result of the other? One is the result of the operation. You don't. You don't really know that. It's pure wish fulfillment. And that's why Righardi thought that a course of therapy would help people get a handle on their wish fulfillment thing. In terms of having a good experience or a positive experience or an enlightening experience, that is purely on one's own. I mean, you do a Gnostic mass, for an example, and you feel really great afterwards, and you can say, "Yes, going through these procedures, I felt great." And that's all you can say. You can't say any more. If you attempt to say more, you're making a fool of yourself.
So the tests and observations and conclusions really are totally individualized.
They're very subjective, and that's why a lot of people think keeping a journal is scientific. And in a sense, it is for themselves. But again, in the broader sense, it isn't because they don't have control over time. What's the effect of time alone on some event or some desired results? When you do experiments in magic to bring something to physical manifestation, that's a big difference, assuming the audience is not under hypnosis. Then you have a number of observers seeing some entity show up into the room. Or if you do a bunch of magical operations to bring money in, and you specify the time and the place and how and this, that, and the other. Again, it's not really hard science, but it's flirting with the edges. And that's about the best we really can do, is flirting with the edges.
So in essence, you should apply the scientific principle the best way you can, the best way you know how, and hope for the best.
And try not to generalize and make yourself sound like you're in charge when you're not.
Right. Don't get too arrogant about it.